Blog Talk Radio.
Seconds to do anything around here. But other than that, I'm the host with the most. I'm Tracy, and I'm joined with my also sexy Miss Angela.
Hello. I like the way you said fucking, just saying. Like my word of the day.
Dude, you know what? Today is just one of those days, like yesterday and today are just like one of those days where like I just keep running into people saying all the wrong things to me. I'm like,
I'm glad I could add to that.
No, you were fine. You were fine. It's just, I mean, literally, like, as you're texting me, my phone is blowing up, and I was like, I'm just trying to download this shit. I think I pretty much have it set. So, come hell or high water,
yeah.
Whether I never sleep again between now and the next show, we're broadcasting on Tenacity Radio next week. Come high fucking hell. Because this shit is just... yeah. Woo!
Woo!
I'm just going to take the top off it and just drink it straight out of the bottle because I don't even have the patience for glasses tonight.
I don't even know how anybody... I don't know how normal people drink wine because it comes in a glass bottle and that's how it should be drank. And I don't share wine. No, I don't share wine. Like, everyone gets their own bottle. Well, that's about it. That was like the fucking wine party I had at my house 2 years ago. I literally went out, spent $200 in wine. I bought 12 bottles. You came to that. I forgot, because that's what I gave you my dog when I was super fucking shit-faced. 12 bottles of wine. And nobody drinks shit. Like, I had six motherfucking bottles of wine to my motherfucking self. I was gone.
Yeah.
I was pretty fucking gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how normal people function with a fucking 8 ounce glass. Who the fuck, 8 ounces? Are you fucking kidding me? Am I a kid? No, I don't need an 8 ounce of fucking juice. Get the fuck out of here. How the fuck do people get drunk off of one glass of wine? That's not even possible. Yeah.
I think that they're just lying. They're habitual. Like, that's how you know if somebody's full of shit.
That's how I should start judging my friends.
Right? To be like, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I can't be drunk off that.
We can't be friends until you drink wine in front of me. And if you're going to tell me 8 ounces gets you fucked up, we cannot be friends anymore.
Exactly. Because that's just rookie shit.
Fucking pussies.
That's unacceptable.
Oh, man. What a fucking week, dude. So all week, I thought today, or all week, all day, I thought it was Thursday. No. Evidently, it's fucking Wednesday. Thank you, dead man, for letting me know. Because all day, all fucking day long, I thought it was fucking Thursday. He's like, oh, you guys are like my Wednesday night show, blah, blah, blah. It's my entertainment. Well, guess what? You just reminded me it's fucking Wednesday. Way to take the wind out of my fucking sails. I thought tomorrow night was ladies' night for me and my girlfriends at my house. I made potato salad for tomorrow night. No, nope. Sure the fuck didn't. Oh,
well,
fucking rookie.
I know, right? Here, you know what? I need wine right now. I need an attitude adjustment. I'll be right back. Miss me.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you can still hear me where you go, because I got quite the topic for this evening, just to let you know. Okay, so I'm the one that's going to pick this one up, because usually it's you.
Yeah.
Now, I think that we should talk about dating.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh.
We just take the dog right off the line. All right. I'm not even going to waste
your time. No, don't, please. So, dating.
All right.
I've decided it's like, for me and you, I would say that's like throwing like an alley cat in a fucking bath. It's just like, no! It's weird. It's awkward. Let's not do it. Now, I don't understand. Now, I've been in a long-running joke for, like, the past, 24 hours with one of my friends that decided that we're going to get married, like, tomorrow, I guess. And it's been a joke. Now, I can joke about a lot of things. I can joke about babies. I can joke about marriage. I can joke about love. I can joke about a lot of things. And I can handle it. I can hang with the best of them. Now, when my friend... I'm not going to name any names because I know Michael's listening and he fucking knows who this person is, and it's not who he thinks it is, but it's all right. And we're just going to leave it at that. Now, me and this friend of mine have been, and another one of our friends who happens to be an AOW brother kind of like decided he was going to push the envelope even more and start like joking with this a lot more than it should be, which is funny, but like, So my buddy is like sending me, he's like, I just wanted to let you know that you're a beautiful, amazing wife, and I think we should go get like tattoos together just to signify our love. And I'm like, oh, absolutely. Who needs wedding rings? Let's just go get tattoos. So it's turned into like this long running joke all day. Now, the joke got pushed almost too far for me when he sends me like all these fucking country songs of like I love yous and shit, and I'm like, okay, like really, okay, that last one I can't do it. I can't even listen to it. Right? Like, and it's been like highly entertaining for me. Which I love entertainment because my day has sucked, so that just kinda kept my mind occupied. I wake up this morning and he's go ahead.
So you're telling me that this guy sends you all these love songs and stuff and says,
oh yeah,
and you have not you know what? I'm kind of disappointed. You have not learned my signature move to where you're going to play right into it.
No.
And you're going to send him pictures of
I did.
Dress.
I did. I did. Oh, I did. I so did. I so did. No, don't worry. No worries. I went there. I even turned into, like, creepy girl and said that we should have love babies together.
Oh,
like,
God,
it's been amazing.
Tell me you Photoshop faces together.
Oh, for sure. No worries. No worries. I already Photoshopped faces together. We've taken this pretty far. So we talked about love babies, and he sends me back, like, barf face. I'm like, oh, was that too far for you? Like, was that just a little too far? And he's like, nope, it wasn't too far. He's like, it's totally fine. He's like, I just, no. And I was like, oh, I don't understand. And I was like, I just love you so much. And I sent back, I think I just puked a little bit, but I think it's just because I love you so much, I couldn't even handle, like, my body is just so excited. I just threw up. So, and it's gotten to the point a few times, I'm like, I don't even know if I can continue this. Like, how do I top what I just did?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a joke and it's been funny and it's a friend. Then I got asked out on a serious date and I'm like, oh God, like, So naturally I'm like, I don't know if I should, like, this is kind of weird. Like, do I ask for advice? And like,
wait.
I know.
Time out. We're going to have to back up. Who asked you out on a serious date?
I can't tell you.
Was it the guy?
Can't tell you.
Was it the guy that was saying that you're going to get married?
No. Because I couldn't even do it if I wanted to.
Okay, so more.
No, like, that's, like, total, like, that person is, like, total bro. Like, no.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I'm like.
Wait.
Pause break.
The person that asked you out, is a contender for the title?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh.
But I'm just, like, like, conversation's great, but, I don't know about all that. Like, and I don't like the D word, and I don't like the R word, and I don't like the F word. So,
okay.
Yeah.
He is date, right?
Date is
right?
Just gross. Like, I don't even think it should be, like, I think that it should be like, hey, we're going to hang out, and that'll be fun. Yay, go team.
Okay, R is relationship, right?
Yeah, gross.
I'm just trying to clarify because these are foreign words to me because I don't get to that point.
You
gotta help me because I
hold on. I'm so glad I'm outside because if I throw up, I can just throw up to the left.
Right? Exactly. See, because most of the time I go on a date because I'm hungry and I'm on a budget.
Exactly.
I mean, that's usually.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and then here's my other thing. Okay, so, how do I say this?
I don't know.
So we talk about consistency a lot,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's, like, been, I don't understand, okay, how do I even say this? I don't understand why all of a sudden, like, people, like, they're like, oh, we should go do this, we should go do that, and we go do said things, and then they just don't talk to you. Like, for, like, 3 or 4 days. And then, like, something else comes out of the woodwork, and it's like, oh, nope. Now, all of a sudden, all of these other people that they were talking to you before, they're all like, oh, hey, how are you? Like, okay. Now, this goes with friendships, relationships, situationships, ips, and peas. I don't fucking know. It goes with, like, everything. So, obviously, I'm not very secretive when I'm going through, like, a really hard time and or, like, shitty times, good times, bad times. I pretty much, like, lay it out there for people because I'm kind of, I don't know, human, and I have emotions and feelings and such and whatever. I swear to God, I almost kicked my cat off the deck. So, my thing is when things happen in my life, like, you know, I'm kind of there for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, and I kind of have, like, this little cape that I wear for everything.
Right.
And when I'm going through a hard time, and all of a sudden you're fucking nowhere to be found, and you're supposed to be my friend or someone that I'm talking to or whatever, that kind of says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I've said up to 10 million times, I don't want to be someone's ray of sunshine in their life. I want to be someone's moon because I want to shadow you in your dark times, and I want to be there for you because the moon is always fucking around, and you can see it in the daytime and you can see it at nighttime, but either way, you know it's always there. So when you're going through your dark times, I want to be the one that shadows you and helps you through it. Why can't anybody else fucking be like that? Like, even with my friends, like, I've had one fucking person be there for me. Praise fucking dead man, because that is the only motherfucker that has fucking been there for me through the darkest shit that I've gone through this past week. The only one. Only one. 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 So, with that said, when it comes to situationships or ips or hips or peas, no one's ever really fucking there. And I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. Like, why do people not have good hearts? So when somebody asks me, like, oh, he's going to date, it's like, could you be alone? Because if you can't be alone, I don't want to be around you. I really don't. So I don't know what to do. Because I'm just, like, kind of all like, ha, weird, hyperventilation, kind of want to puke a little bit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like I talked really, really fast, but that's how, like, icky this is for me. Like, I just kind of feel, like, super uncomfortable and, like, yeah. Gross. Kind of want to peek a little bit.
You know that I need to know who asked you out, right? Like, you're going to have to text me that.
Okay.
Call me. So, and tell me, because I'm always, I have to live vicariously through people.
Oh, see, here's the thing, is Tracy's always got my back when it comes to this stuff, because I'll be like, hey, so check out this person. And she will.
Yep.
She'll be my stalker.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm professional
yeah.
at it.
We, attention all males. Females have each other's backs. We are PIs for each other. So if you think that you're going to get away with something, there's Google search. There's fucking all kinds of shit.
Give us 10 minutes. We will know your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend, your ex-wife, your ex-fiance, the girl you thought about making your ex-fiance or your ex-wife, your girlfriend's girlfriend, you know, family history. I mean, really, Ancestry.com does this.
Your sister, your brother, your cousin, your uncle.
We'll know how many times.
We'll know your family.
Exactly. Like, we will know. Because
that's we know criminal history very well, too. Criminal history is a good one.
Absolutely. Yeah, we know. If you don't think we know, sorry. We know.
We already knew it before you even saw it.
And we just wait. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Before you go on that first date, oh, yeah, absolutely. We know everything about you. Blood type, if you're a donor. Yep, we know.
And guys, if you're listening, we can totally help you with this. Just let us know. We got the lowdown.
Absolutely.
You want to know, like, you know, if you're happy and you know it, shake your pills, we got that. We know how to, we know how to figure that out one out, too.
Absolutely.
So, oh, yeah, and the thing about said guy who wants to go on said date has dated somebody that I know. And I didn't know that this person dated somebody that I know.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I was like, wow, slim pickings? Uh-huh. Like, who? Oofta. Like, So I have not let that one go all day because, you know us women. Like, oh, I mean, if you like mullets and, like, bees or bird's nest bangs, I can't even compete. I can't.
Aww.
Because there ain't no way I'm going to rock a mullet and or bird's nest bangs. Can't do it. Not my thing. I think that was in the 80s. Well, she was 50. So, I mean, really.
What?
Ding, 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 ding. Contestant number one.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Fuck, Will, I see. You what?
We totally have our own language, too. It's,
yeah,
it's worse
pretty much.
We're in the same room because then we can just look and just know.
Oh,
then
for sure. No.
So much easier.
Mm-hmm. I sent you said information, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm already there.
I figured you're already looking.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Then we will go looking. So anyways,
Oh, and then people ask me, they're like, why are you so, like, why are you not so open? I'm a pretty fucking open book. You ask me anything, I will tell you. I have no shame. No shame. None. Whatsoever. If people listen to the show, they know I don't hide nothing. I'm not a secret. I'm pretty fucking out there.
I'm just curious what exactly they think you're hiding.
Well, they people tend to feel that I'm not open enough, which is weird. Kind of like Rice Krispies, you pour it into a bowl, and I'm like, like, I don't care.
Yeah. See, I'm the
but
one
I just,
that,
like,
fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm, like, a wide-open book. I like to tell my story. But I don't know, like, I don't know, there's not really anything I hide. So I thought that was kind of a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I
don't know, man.
I'm super curious why guys are weird. And I know that that's...
Yeah.
However, okay, do you remember once upon a time that super rich guy that I went out
with? I've decided all the good ones are gay and or possibly married.
Right. Or close enough to be married.
Or close to being gay.
Right. Okay, so you remember that super rich guy that I had gone out with right after... I told you about him right after my divorce?
Yes.
He found me on Facebook.
Imagine that.
And had...
Hooray!
The cojones to ask me if I wanted to fuck.
Oh.
Now, mind, it never got even remotely close to that point after our...
Hang your ring!
Well, it turns out I'm not for sale. I know, it kind of shocked.
You're not?
I am not. I'm not for sale. I'm not bargaining. I'm not nothing. There's nothing about me that's for sale. For lease, for rent, nothing. None of the above. So when you start throwing money around...
Well, fuck. There goes my daily plan.
Right? It just, yeah. Just being treated like that, no thank you. Absolutely no thank you. No thank you, no thank you, no thank
oh,
you.
Nice.
Money, I mean, guys, honestly, if money impresses a girl, she's... As soon as
you're going after the wrong one.
Right. And it's like, you know, there's genuine, real women out there who we want.
Work hard, play hard.
Consistent.
Yep.
And sincere. And not trying to bang everyone with a vagina.
True.
I mean, it's just kind of like, there's real women out there. Angela and I are really good examples of that, that we're not impressed by money because...
Negative ghostwriter.
We'll work hard and get our own stuff. We're not going to, you know, have somebody run and buy it for us because, if you want to do something that's sincere, do something that's genuine. If you want to buy us something from the heart, not an actual heart because that's just...
True story.
But it just,
yeah, like, where did the originality go? Like, that's kind of what I want to know, too, is, like, where did the originality go? Because, like, you know, is it that hard to, like,
right,
leave a little note on, like, the counter that says, hey, have a great day, thinking about you? Or, like, I don't know, like, my mom used to always do, like, the lipstick on the mirror thing. So she'd, like, write my dad, like, love letters, like, on the mirror in lipstick. And, like, I don't know. Okay. Here's a good example. I used to have these little bags, and they're little silk black bags. And each day, me and my kid's dad would do, like, a scratch-off. And each day, you had to do what that scratch-off said, whether it be, like, a nice gesture or a 15-minute massage or something nice. But people don't do that anymore. Or, like, I've done, like, sticky notes inside of a car, where you take a whole fucking pad of sticky notes, an entire fucking pad, whole one, all of it, and you write something nice on each sticky note, and then you stick it all over the inside of the person's car.
Oh my
so
God.
They have to read, right? I know, I'm so creative. I like so cute and stuff. But anyways, like, you take the sticky note off, and you have, obviously you got to read it. So, yeah, and it's really not hard to give people compliments. Hello.
No, it's super cute. I mean, that would be super, super cute.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't understand why we strayed from, like, the just the basics. You know what I mean?
Right.
you know, like in high school or whatever, just the basics, you know, writing someone a note, being
right,
honest,
like
being
my son, huh, my son just got a love letter.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
But it was, I know, she stuck it in his locker and everything. It was super adorable.
Aww.
But anyways, no, it was actually, like, super cute. Like, he comes home and he's like, Mom, I'm like, what? He's like, I got this, like, note. I'm like, okay, cool, what's it say? And, like, I'm trying to play it off, like, are you fucking kidding me in my head? But I'm like, oh, okay, cool, like, what's it say, man? So I grab it and I read it, and she's like, I just wanted to let you know that I like you. And by like, I mean, like, I really, really, really like you. And I think we should go on, like, a mini date. I know we're young, but I really kind of like you. And it was super adorable because I'm like, oh, because, you know, like, back in the day, we all folded the paper, like, all, like, cool and shit. And she did that. And I'm like, dude, this is fucking awesome. In the back of my head, I'm like, oh, this is so cute. And then, like, in the back of my head, I'm like, God damn it, you're 11 years old. No. So. I know, right? I'm like, fuck me. Like, I just want to run into a wall. Like, what the fuck? I'm getting old.
Right? It happens.
Uh-huh. Sure the fuck does.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, dating sucks. And Side Chick St. Paul is fucking ridiculous, just to let you know. Like, okay, so here's my deal. Huh. Let's go on this soapbox, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a fucking relationship, mm-hmm. you cannot, and I'm going to say this because you know who called me earlier,
mm-hmm.
on that football team. Yeah. So there's a guy that I'm friends with, and him and I are like, we have the same brain, and it's fucking
mm-hmm.
creepy.
Mm-hmm.
We're both twisted fuckers. But he's like, yeah, man, like, and he numbers his girls because he's got number one who is like, his current baby mama, because
right.
he's got, like, 12. But, like, it's his current baby mama. And, like, she's number one. Well, then there's number two, who is his ex-baby mama, but he still fucks. And then there's number three, who is his other baby mama, who he still fucks. And then he's got, like, who the fuck has the time? Like, girls can be needy. Like, guys can be needy, too. But girls can be fucking needy. And I don't know, when you're in a relationship with somebody, trying to keep that consistency going and keeping, like, that relationship going, why the fuck would you want to be in, like, four other relationships? It's fucking weird. Who has the time for that? I sure the fuck don't.
Yeah,
like, if you're a woman or a man and you are going to downgrade yourself to be someone's side piece, clearly mm-hmm. you're fucking lacking in, like, all kinds of aspects in your life. But, like, for you to be like, oh, yeah, I'll be your number two, who wants to do that? Like, that person obviously has no fucking respect for you, and you don't have respect for yourself to know that you are this dude's side piece. And he'll even tell people that you're his side piece. Why would you want to do that? Like, why? Like, where in your fucking head are you like, yeah, so I'm dating this guy, but he's at home with his girlfriend right now. Like, huh? That doesn't, like, I can't even process that. Like, why would you want to do that? Why? Like, that makes no sense to me at all. And then, on top of all that, dude's got to cover shit up, and then you got to cover shit up for dude. Like, why? Why would you want to do that? In St. Paul, like, my roommate moved here from fucking New York, and he's like, Side Chick St. Paul. He's like, I've never been in a state where it is socially acceptable to be someone's side chick or have a side chick. Like, why would you want to do that? I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. People are stupid as fuck. Oh, my God. Nope. I don't have the time. Nor the patience. You found something.
I'm just laughing right now.
Oh, good.
I don't know.
What did
I
you
mean,
you found something?
Oh, I'm laughing at something else.
Oh.
Someone messaged.
Good.
It was Cool Chicken Radio.
Cool Chicken Radio?
Mhm.
Oh. Okay.
Mhm.
I don't understand it.
Oh, I don't know.
So, yeah, Speaking of Side Chick St. Paul, whatever happened with that situation with the bird, the feathers and stuff?
Feathers?
Birds like a feather flock together, you know.
Yeah, you're.
Oh, you know what the fuck I'm putting down. Oh man, I don't know. We talked about it at a football game.
We talked about a lot there.
Being the key word.
Oh. Took me a minute. I'm picking up what you're putting down now, sister. With that, I information was given. Whether it was received or ignored, I'm not entirely sure. I don't know. I mean, I get, I guess, okay, in a weird sense, I am starting to understand the other side of it, which is really fascinating for me to actually understand sort of why or how my ex-husband had an affair. I get it that, like, if you're living with a person who's hostile and it's not good and it's toxic and it's unhealthy, but you're not to the point where you can break free, and then you meet this other person who says all this nice stuff to you and makes you feel some kind of special. I'm now starting to understand the dynamic of it. Good, bad, or otherwise, judge me how you want. I'm starting to understand the dilemma to where you're used to one situation. Day in, day out, good, bad, otherwise, that's what you're used to. It's like eating Cocoa Puffs. That, you know, some days it's shitty and some days it's the best thing ever. But a lot of times it's just there. But then you have, like, Cocoa Puffs. And Cocoa Puffs is awesome. You don't get Cocoa Puffs all the time. But it makes you feel amazing when you have it. Now,
right.
When it comes to that, I get it, how you could be in the situation where you're afraid to leave your cereal or whatever. And it's fascinating understanding how it happens, because I've seen a few of my friends go through the same thing. And both
what?
Sides, like where they've been with somebody and somebody had somebody else, or they've been with someone and they had somebody else. I'm starting to understand.
Oh, wait, this goes back to Side Chick St. Paul. You're starting to understand Side Chick St. Paul?
I kind of am. I'm somewhat understand. Now, am I saying that it's okay? No, I'm not. It's a complication and it's not cool, but I get it. Now, unfortunately, Side Chick St. Paul, as we'll just fondly call the situation, has a time limit. Now, time limits are good and cute and whatever until, like, there's feelings that start to be involved, and then that's when shit gets real.
You said the F word.
I've had a bottle of wine, okay? I can say the word now.
Sorry, I gagged a little bit. Did you hear that? Yeah.
Now, I'm just saying, you know, when you hit that, it can make, I don't know, I guess it's, that's...
When you get fluffy bunnies involved.
Yeah, fluffy bunnies.
The kitties just don't look so good anymore. Fucking fluffy bunnies.
No, it's just, how can I put this?
I love how she chugs her wine. Like, hold on a second.
I had to take a minute to kind of wet my palate and think for a second how I could say this. Okay, when you get the fluffy bunny, and that's what we're going to call it. We're not even going to call it the other F word. We're just going to call it the fluffy bunny, like it's a disease. When you accidentally discover that you have now gotten the fluffy bunny.
Your heart just ain't so cold anymore.
Well, I wouldn't say that. That's when you get the fluffy bunny, that's when things again become a little bit more complicated, and
They get messy.
Yeah, well, you know, you get to the point where you're just like, okay, either I'm going to have Fluffy Bunny more often, or I'm going to have no Fluffy Bunny at all. Like,
mm-hmm.
But the thing is that in that case, is it side chick that runs it, or side dude, because it goes both ways. Do they run it? Does the person in the middle run it? Or does the other person involved run it?
That sounds like a love triangle that I don't really want to be a part of.
I don't know.
Oh, the L word.
You know, and then the thing is that the other thing I discovered is you need to be really careful who you get advice from.
True story.
Say you're getting advice from friends of the opposite sex.
Oh, God.
You may
start to get scared
after a while, because the friends of the opposite sex may, in fact, have potential small, fluffy bunny feelings for anybody, and they may be trying to direct them in a different direction by saying that, I don't know, no one's ever going to want to date you, that they only want one thing, why are you wasting your time? That, unfortunately, has been consistent advice and words of quote-unquote wisdom that I have gotten. And you know, the funny thing is that when I was married, my ex-husband said that to me. That I was fuckable, not lovable, and for now other people to be saying that to me, it gets to me a lot. And then you're like, well, you know, you're supposed to be my friend, and you're saying this. That's kind of, like, not cool.
Right.
Then it's really funny because then you talk to your female friends and their advice is completely different.
Right, like me. Just do it. See, I'm the instigator though.
I know, but that's why I love you. You know, because I'm
the one with the bad decisions, like, let's do it. But then when things don't work out, I kind of feel bad. But, you know, I try.
You know, shit happens.
I don't know. The advice I was given. I was given great advice today. No effing on a first date.
Is that a hard no? Or is that up for negotiation? No, I'm just kidding. Oh. Oh, no. I lost her. Ooh, Riddle.
Oh.
Lost you.
Lost me. No, I would never do that. Ever. Effing on a first date is just, no.
Well, it happens once in a while.
I would never do that. Ever. I'm so innocent. I am a delicate flower with all kinds of fluffy bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Nope.
I don't get intoxicated and make shitty decisions. No.
I'm officially naming you Fluffy Bunny Flower.
Oh, yes. Let me change my name on Facebook right quick.
Okay. I'm posting that to your wall right now.
Oh, yeah. I am a delicate flower.
I am renaming you. I'm giving you a whole new name right now.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I am just so in touch with my inner feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But I might start wearing colors. I might start wearing colors besides black.
Oh my god.
Get in touch with my inner feeling.
Oh, fluffy bun.
I am actually changing my hair color tomorrow.
Are you? To what?
I am going back to my natural color.
Which is? Red?
Red. Yeah. I know.
Time to hold goals.
Let's all take a moment to say goodbye to the black and the purple and the green. And
hurry,
I'm gonna go back to red. I'm gonna embrace my inner ginger.
I guess.
Yep.
I like it.
I get called heartless enough. I mean, I was called all kinds of names this weekend, but I will go with heartless.
Mm-hmm.
Soulless. Can't really say I'm worthless because I'm not, but you know, I'm gonna go with that.
I'm just curious.
Fluffy,
so,
funny.
How much can one actually sell their soul for? And how does that work? Does it hurt? We need to interview someone who sold their soul.
Oh no! Why don't you call my dad?
No, he's just gonna tell me that you're a shitty person.
Oh well, yeah, duh. Clearly, come on now.
I want to know.
You could call my kid's dad. He's good at that. He's top notch.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've seen him. He's super. Just super.
Oh, I love when people meet that guy. They're like, what the fuck were you thinking? Well, I was 17, you know.
Yeah. You're like, stop.
Shit happens. He was a hockey player. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
I do have to say, he was the only hockey player that wore a trench coat. That should have given me a sign, but I mean, I was just like, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Oh, hearts and stuff. We really do have stuff in common. You have a weakness
No. I have a weakness for beards. I have a really sick weakness for beards.
That is true.
It's sick. It's really twisted. It really is. Like, I recently saw a guy in the store with a beard, and I made sure to walk by him, like, 4 times. Couldn't even help myself. Couldn't do it. I was like, I just want
to... At some point, you wanted to go to Surly.
Yeah.
You just want to go
beard. Oh, no. Okay, so I have to say this. So, okay, I got it. Okay, here's going to be my girly moment. So, do you remember, okay, so my brother has a friend, right? And his name's Brian. Brian has a beard. Brian has a beard. Yeah. Imagine that, right? So, Brian, on St. Patrick's Day last year, had me and my sister-in-law dye his beard bright, bright, bright green.
Oh.
We're talking, like, you could not miss this from a mile away, bright. Like, we're talking, like, neon bright green.
Wow.
So, Brian... Yeah, I know, right? It was super cool. So Brian has blue eyes, like bright blue eyes. So when we had the green in his beard, it made his eyes even bluer. Brian's like super freaking hot, right? So there's me. And like I saw him, I was sober. Well, I was kind of sober. I was kind of hungover. But hold on. I was like, oh my God, this guy's hot. Imagine that. Older brother, got hot friends. Weird. Some things never change. So, I've seen Brian 3 times since we dyed his beard.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brian so happened to be at the bar on Friday, and I saw him. And it's one of those things where you see the person from across the room, and it's like, oh, my God. So, I didn't do that, though. I thought it in my head, and I was like, oh, my God, it's here. He was on a date, right?
Is it H or K?
I don't know. I have no idea. So, are you looking at my brother's page right now? I think it's a K. I don't know. I've not Facebook stalked him. Sorry. So, I fucking love you. So, anyways, I was like up by the stage, and Brian like had just walked in, which at the Max is in the back. And I was like, oh my God. So he sees me, I see him, he waves, and I'm like, eh, trying to play it off, like, eh, whatever. So at the end of the night, I'm like, I really honestly thought I only had like 5 beers. Yeah, no, I had 10 and like 6 shots. So I'm like, at the end of the night.
Is he tall?
Yeah.
Is he thin?
He's not skinny, but he's like husky.
Okay.
Anyways, so
we have kids.
I liquid courage. I go to leave the bar, and he's with this girl that I know named Kira. And I'm like, okay, well, like whatever. And so I go to leave, and she's like, yeah, and I'm like, hey, and she's like, come here. So I go over there and I give her a hug, and he's on a date. Like, this girl's like arm around him, like rubbing his like arm, and he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and he's like staring at me, and I'm like, do I say hi? Like, he's on a date. Couldn't say anything. So I'm talking to Kira. And before I go to leave, he's like, are you just not going to say hi to me? Like, he's like all mad. And I'm like, bye. What do I do? But every time, like, my brother has a show and he's there, I'm just like, I get super retarded. Like, I can't even, like, talk. Like, he'll try to talk to me and I'm just like, hey. Like, the last time. The time before that, we were at the Boulevard for one of my brother's shows, and I'm like looking hot. Like, I mean, I got like the ripped shirt, like my cleavage is all out, and my mom's like, put those shits away. And I'm just like, whatever. Like, I'm super drunk. I'm like, Mom, just shut up. Do a shot. So I go up to the bar, and Brian's there, and he's like, what are we drinking? I'm like, duh, beer and whiskey. What else? He's like, oh, this is why you're so fucking cool. I'm like, duh. You know, I know who I am. So I bought the motherfucker. I bought all of us double shots of Jameson. Dumbass me. Like, I had already had half a bottle of Rumplemans.
Nice.
And I had a sober can, so I was good. But, like, I bought everyone, though, like, a double shot of Jameson. And, like, we're sitting there, and he spills the shit. And I'm like, hey, you fucking pussy. Did, like, my brother not teach you anything about drinking? Come on. So we go to do the shot, and, like, the whole night, this dude is all up on my shit. And that was the last time I saw him. So when I saw him again, I'm like, oh, like, you're on a date. Weird. So I've thought about, like, I know he's on Facebook, and I thought about adding him, but I'm like, oh, how weird would that be to, like, add my brother's friend to Facebook that I'm like, oh my God, beard, blue eyes.
Why is that weird?
Dumb, right? Fucking, it's dumb. What am I supposed to check?
Check your Snapchat.
My Snapchat?
Snapchat.
Oh, good God. Why are we Snapchatting?
Check it. Because I just found his profile, I think.
I don't have a Snapchat from you.
What?
I don't have a Snapchat from you.
That is some bullshit.
I have a Snapchat from one of my AOW brothers asking if my kid's okay.
Oh.
No Snapchat from you. It said no. It says no. Send it in Messenger, retard. Duh.
Well, because I don't want to.
Oh, good fucking God.
Great. Did I send you another one? One of them has to. God damn it. No, I really got a fucking stock. All right. Whatever.
No, I didn't get a Snapchat. Just send me a message on Facebook. Duh.
But you can't share the picture. That makes me
know. Fluffy bunny flavor feelings, McGee.
You liked your last name? McGee.
McGee. Of course. Why not?
Yeah.
No wonder the person who asked me on said date just texted and said, I really wish I was listening to your show right now. Thanks, Tracy. Appreciate it. Oh, God. Great. Now he's probably thinking I've got feelings. I don't have any of those. Hello.
Yeah,
unless, like, nervous, anxious, PTSD, anxiety. Like, oh, fuck. Great. You know what we should do?
I know.
We should become like speed daters for my friend that's listening. Yeah, I think we should throw Michael up on a date. Oh yeah,
okay.
I think that should happen. I think we should. I know a lot of people in Texas. Therefore, we should hook him up on a date.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. I don't know. There's Kim. There's Allison. There's Tracy. There's Veronica. I don't know. He follows my one friend on Facebook very closely. So I think I kind of got his taste down. So maybe, just maybe. I don't know if he's an older chick or what, but we could totally hook him up. Just saying. Do you think that we could hook someone up on a long distance relationship that could possibly work? Well, like not long distance, like us being long distance to hook said people up. Because I know my friends. I know my friends. I would not hook my friend up with somebody that ain't worth it. I rapped today, by the way.
You did?
I did. Dude, my mom was like, so first of all, it started off as me like white girl rapping, like, you know, just basically talking like how I am now, the words to a rap song. And my mom looks at me and she goes, don't you just fucking hate it when it happens? Because I was like, I was saying something like, got shot by the police, but I got back up again. She's like, God, I just fucking hate it when that happens. And I started laughing. So then I started rapping like an actual verse. And she's like, what the fuck? She's like, well, then. I'm like, did you forget I can rap? And she's like, yeah, sorry. I really All think right. we should hook Michael up with someone in Texas.
I sent you a message. Did you get it?
I don't light my cigarette. Good God, woman.
You know what? When I am cyber stalking, I'm going to need you to pay attention, okay?
My bad. My apologies.
I know. Sorry. I'll let it slide this time. Did I get it?
Oh, God. Hold on.
I'll just be over here waiting.
Take your favorite load.
Staring at my pretty roses that I bought myself.
Yep, that's definitely him.
Now you got a Facebook page. Random. Random, bitch.
I did.
Do it.
I did.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, good fucking God. That's so funny. Epic.
It's not a joke. It's not a threat. I could really put this shit on my resume.
I know you could.
How do you just nicely say, look, I can find you.
Hate? You know what I hate? You know what I hate? I hate. When people send you that they're upset and they don't tell you why.
Well, I'm super sad. I'm just never going to tell you why, though. Ever.
Oh, I just got your Snapchat.
It's okay, I was still right.
Dude, that's totally him. That's so funny.
Who's right? I am. This girl right here. She's right. Yep.
God.
Totally did the dance right there. Yeah.
Found it. Nailed it.
Owned it.
Yeah, buddy.
So what are we going to do about Saturday?
I don't know. It's kind of my day. I don't know.
Saber Cats wants to come and play.
I know they want us to.
You know, I'm just saying. And, you know, I was told that, evidently it was widely known that someone else had illegal drugs at the last interview. So.
What?
One of their coaches may have made comment about Stucci at the last interview, bringing not legal things.
Illegal things like marijuana. Oh, are we talking about the cocaine?
Is Stucci, he's not on the team, right?
No.
Okay, well, then we can go. I ain't got time for that.
Was he on the cocaine?
You think? Or whatever.
I know. He snorts the shit off hookers' asses all the time.
Ew, he wishes.
No, he does.
Ew.
He's a gross guy. He's a gross boy.
Ew.
Ain't nothing like snorting cocaine off a hooker's ass.
That's just gross.
It's not something you want to do.
Bobby Buckshot wants to make his grand comeback.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been in talks. We've been in heated negotiations.
What's up? Is he with a chick now?
I think so. I think, you know, they just grow up so fast. You know, one
That's
minute
so cute.
He's in love and has a puppy with a girl.
Aww. Mm. And he's not a puppy.
I know. He does. She's super cute. The puppy, not the girlfriend. The girlfriend I've only seen a couple times.
Can't win them all.
She could be Photoshopped. We don't know. What does that mean? Yeah. Oh, well, bummer.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end of our time.
I know.
And Slapshot will be playing at Shooter's Pub once again in Wisconsin. Joseph Spanbauer. It's like, I don't even know how old, but his birthday party is Saturday at the park.
Oh.
So, come see Straight Jacket and Bangarang again.
Oh, I didn't know Straight Jacket was going to be there.
Yeah, that's where I'm supposed to go.
Oh, rock on, Mr. Friend.
Where I'm supposed to go on the D word.
Alright, now I
kind of want
to go
and talk. You should come and play.
I'll just sit in a booth and watch you.
Oh my god.
Someone on a date. Let's take notes and see how well it goes. Oh my god, I could totally... Oh, I could Snapchat a story for it.
You could.
Mm-hmm. I would. Are you going to get drunk and have sex?
No.
I'm just curious at what time I would have to cut off the whole watch. We'll have to work out hand. Be like, no. Flares are too obvious, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I keep getting asked out and I just keep saying no. I don't think so. Because I'm waiting. Dumb. Am I dumb? I'm dumb. Yeah, well, whatever. All right, well, next week. I know I said it last week and the week before, but next week I'm dead serious. We're going to be on Tenacity Radio. We might even do a test show this weekend, maybe, to just test the stream. If I can get, when I get everything situated and figured out.
Sounds good.
All right. You got anything else to say, Miss Angela?
A negative, yeah. Ghost Rider.
Well, you had a bad week, so I had to say your name like that twice.
Shanks.
All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and showing Cool Chick Radio some serious love, because we like to be liked and we love to be shared, but only on social media, because that is the only time two women actually like to be shared. It's just on social media, because if you try and share us in person, we will punch you in the junk. Everyone have a good night. Make sure you get out there and make those bad decisions, because those bad decisions aren't going to make themselves, and they will be lonely on Monday if you do not keep them company. So everybody go out, make those bad decisions, and then tell us all about it so we can talk about you next week. All right? Love, love, kiss, kiss, hug, hug. Peace.